With 91 Seconds on Film, I'm Ben Knuckles. 91 Seconds on Film is brought to you by Sneakerviews Video, specializing in foreign, classic, and independent film. Funny games might seem like a revelation to someone. I can't be sure to whom exactly, but maybe a movie-loving high school senior who just got introduced to postmodernism would have his world rocked by Michael Haneke's leaden and self-important repudiation of violent cinema. For the rest of us, Funny Games is just arthouse torture porn. If anything, the Saw movies, which encourage viewers to enjoy the doling out of pain, raise more provocative questions about our complicity in screen violence. Funny Games is a virtual shot-by-shot remake of Haneke's 1997 German language film of the same name. He has said he hoped to reach more English-speaking viewers. Naomi Watts stars as the matriarch of a bourgeois family held hostage by a pair of vapid young sadists. The family dog dies first, and Haneke smugly seeks validation for breaking an unwritten Hollywood rule about not killing pets or children. Never mind that the rule gets thrown out all the time. Recall Will Smith breaking the neck of his wounded pooch in I Am Legend. That's the problem with Haneke's clinical and polemical provocation. He can't or won't acknowledge that trashy mainstream movies sometimes stumble upon honest or revelatory moments. He's too busy being outraged by the notion of taking pleasure in the violent, lurid, and intellectually tame. Once you tap into Haneke's disdain for entertainment, you won't be surprised by his tricks, traps, and smirking asides. Funny Games ends up more boring than the conventional thrillers it seeks to skewer. With 91 Seconds on Film, I'm Ben Knuckles. 91 Seconds on Film is brought to you by Sneakerviews Video, returning video to the art of film on 250 West just past U Heights. 91 Seconds on Film can be heard Thursdays and Saturdays at 2:20, Friday mornings at 9:20, and Friday afternoons at 5:20.